views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, Starcom Radio Networks, and CRN Digital Talk, and more. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and creativity, because every week on the show, we have got some of the most amazing scientists, healers, speakers, and authors, all helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. Now, you can find out much more on thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, etc. Just type in Lucid Planet Radio. And also, please connect with me. I'd love to hear from you. Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. And you can also follow my weird and wonderful life on Instagram, The Lucid Planet. And if you go to the website, thelucidplanet.com, you can find out how to nominate yourself or someone to become a guest on the show. And you can also find out how to become an advertising partner to our extensive audience across over 250 AM FM digital cable stations and 11 million homes in the US. I also just want to give a shout out to our new listeners on the Starcom Radio Network. It's really great. A big thanks to Ed Tile for making this happen. If you haven't checked out his show yet on Starcom, you definitely should. And I hope that our new listeners on Starcom really enjoy the show and just that everyone out there is generally having a good day. I know as we get into January, you know, it gets cold and we can feel like we're slipping a little bit. And so I hope that today's show just kind of brings you a little bit of sunshine in your life. And we're talking about one of my favorite topics today, which is my love for festival culture, the notion of, you know, cultivating space where we can connect to our communities and to our tribal roots, where we can create art and express ourselves, where we can learn and we can dance and we can have fun and goof off, but we can also develop skills that can make our lives and the planet better. Now, people often ask me, you know, how I became like who I am. And, you know, most people know, or maybe they don't. I made a transition about 5 to 6 years ago from a very sick and very stressed out academic professor to kind of the version of myself who I am now, which is I'm a lot more lighthearted. I'm more connected. I keep things in perspective and I'm trying to put, you know, positive talk and positive messages out there for people. And I bring this up because I can say with absolute certainty that if it were not for transformational festivals, I really don't think I would have become the person I am today. So that's just a glimpse of how important this topic is for me. And really one of my favorite festivals of this type is Lucidity. I think I've been the last 4 out of the 5 years that they've done it. If you follow the show, you remember that I was at Lucidity in 2015 presenting on sexuality and consciousness. And we were on the show highlighting the new Lucid University course offerings. And this year, Lucidity is stepping into the 6th year of its 6-year story, which is kind of like a finale of sorts. And the theme eudaimonia is loosely translated as human flourishing and having optimistic spirit. And this kind of represents where this festival is going. And we're going to talk today with my guest, Jonah Gabriel Haas. And he is a messenger, cultural anthropologist, a lucid dreamer, and an entrepreneur. A little bit about him. He has a double BS in marketing and anthropology from the University of Maryland College Park, and then got an MA in cultural anthropology from UC Santa Barbara. And during this time, he was studying the anthropology of tourism and the social theories of global capitalism. And he is now the marketing director and also co-founder of Lucidity Festivals, LLC, which, like I said, is in its 6th year nestled in the hills of Santa Barbara, California. And he is also the co-founder of Lucid University, which is intending to ground a permanent wilderness and ecology education campus at Trillium to develop a platform for online transdisciplinary education. Woo, a lot going on. So let's please welcome Jonah Haas to the show, joining us live from Trillium in the woods in Oregon.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kelly. It's always a pleasure to join you on your show.
The pleasure is all mine. I love chatting with you, Jonah. It's great to have you here. And wow, you know, thinking about since we last talked, how many new developments have taken place really in like the Lucidity family?
Yeah, some really exciting developments, especially within the realm of the Lucid University. As we talked last year, moving into our first year doing our Lucid University course week. It wasn't our first year providing pre-festival educational immersions because we had done our permaculture course in 2015. Last year,
yeah,
we expanded that to 5 courses, an art and creativity course, embodiment and leadership, permaculture, and a Reiki training. And then this year, we're expanding that to 6 courses. We added an innovation works track, and we have new courses within each of our curriculum tracks. And so I'll be happy to talk about the classes that we're going to be offering at the Lucid University Course Week before the festival this year. That's April 3rd through 5th. And for anybody interested in looking at our course offerings, they're at lucidityfestival.com. But the other really exciting development is that the Lucid University is participating in the co-purchasing of a piece of property in Oregon, where I'm at right now, called Trillium. Trillium Farm has been in community for the last 40 years, and it was a wilderness and ecology school for a period of that time. And the current stewards are ready to step out of their place of land stewardship here and have identified us and our group, which is a group of individuals that is larger than the Lucid University. It's a group of community members that have come together to co-purchase this land. But Lucid University is participating in that co-purchase so that it can host really grounded, land-based, wilderness and ecology educational opportunities here at the land. And we're going to be hosting retreats and courses, and really excited to see how that unfolds here on a beautiful piece of land that's sort of like nestled in the Siskiyou Mountains. There's a canyon and a creek and a spring and a river, and I was just really excited the other day when we saw otter. So we have an otter in our pond.
Did you say you have an otter? You broke up a little. Did you say you had an otter?
Yeah, we saw otter tracks into the pond, so we're blessed with otter medicine here.
Cool. I love otters.
I know, me too.
This kind of sounds like the heady dream of kind of like our society seems to be barreling out of control in all these really negative directions, you know, with the climate crisis and just so much conflict and like the mainstream media. And yet this seems like this alternative way of living. And I think that that's really appealing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been part of the conversation that we've been having through the Lucidity platform, but also in other platforms and in other conversations. And I've noticed that this conversation has been happening across the festival circuit. And that is, okay, we come together for 3 or 4 days, we create a temporary village, It's beautiful, but then we tear it all down and kind of go back to our regular lives or our default lives. And how can we take some of the lessons that we're learning and integrate them into a more grounded lifestyle that is living on the land, listening to the land, learning from the land, and becoming land stewards, and living a life of service to expansion of consciousness, but also helping people build skills that can help them lead regenerative lifestyles that aren't as extractive and aren't as impactful in terms of their carbon footprint and so on and so forth. So,
do you have a lot of people? Do you have a lot of people living on the land right now?
We have 12 partners who are going to be community residents, but because we're right in a transitionary period, there's really only two or three of us who are here on the land right now, and we're kind of anchoring. We're learning from the previous land stewards who are in the transition out. We're in escrow right now, so escrow's open, and we close at the end of the month. So really special, interesting time where there's just a few of us here. We're learning, and we're setting a foundation for a good transition to welcome the rest of the community in.
That's awesome. Well, listen, me and all of our listeners, we're going to send you some good juju. Everything clears escrow and you get these programs going. And I can't wait to hear more about the coursework. You know, I'm an academic, but I've always found academics to be very limiting. And it's like, whatever the accepted theory is, that's the only thing that's taught. So even in the study of psychology, very rarely do you get to see the transpersonal side or the Eastern side, although that's becoming more relevant. And so with the coursework that Lucid University is offering, there's opportunities to study things that you would not have the chance to go and learn in that kind of an environment. So when we come back from this very quick break here on Lucid Planet Radio, Jonah Haas is going to tell me more about educational experiences and how you can get involved both in Lucid University and in Lucidity Eudaimonia. So stick with us and we'll be right back.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Jonah Gabriel Haas, who is talking with us about the very wonderful, magical Lucidity Festival, Eudaimonia and beyond. But before we continue, Jonah, why don't you just let everybody know how to contact you or how to contact Lucidity and Lucid University to find out more about how to get tickets and how to go to the course week and all that good stuff.
Yeah, the best thing for people to do would be to go to www.lucidityfestival.com.
Yes.
And there they'll see a button about the course week, and they can check out all of our different classes. And I'd be happy to share a little bit about each of the classes that we're offering this
Absolutely.
Year. Before I do, I do want to plug that we're running a scholarship contest right now. So we're giving away 6 full scholarships and a handful of partial scholarships, and the application for that can be found on our Facebook page. So that's Lucidity Festival or on Facebook. And if you scroll through our posts, you'll find some links to our scholarship contest.
That's awesome. And is this for like low income, or is it more of a merit-based thing, or how does that work?
It's a combination of both. We have a question about need, and then we also have a question about why one feels like the Lucid University coursework will help them in their personal path and purpose on the planet. So,
I think that's great.
Yeah.
There's a lot, you know, there's so much talk about like how festivals are exclusionary or they're too expensive. And so socially, ethnically, whatever, like, you know, there is less access. People have been talking about that, really, about Burning Man. And I think that it's important to, you know, give everybody opportunities to check this out because it's awesome.
Absolutely. We feel the same way, and we want to make our experience as inclusive as possible. So like our festival does have a low income application that can be found on our website. We also have volunteer opportunities. This year we're calling them our Dream Makers.
And nice.
That's, under our application portal page on our website. So all that stuff can be found just by exploring our website.
Perfect.
Would you like me to share a little bit about the 6 classes that we're hosting?
Absolutely. Here? Absolutely.
Cool. So as you may know, we organize into 6 curriculum tracks. We have a Spirit Works track, a Community Works, Ecology Works, Creative Works, Body Works, and Innovation Works. Innovation Works is our new one.
Cool.
This year for Spirit Works, we have a Dream Council class that's all about connecting to the dream world and learning dream interpretation techniques.
Oh my gosh, can I interrupt you really quickly to say that I had a dream this morning that I was riding a shape-shifting dragon through space and time.
Wow.
What can you have? I mean, that's like the most legit. I've been looking online and there's no like interpretation. Do you think you or someone in your class can help me interpret that?
I bet that the instructor of this course, Emeket Uru, would have a field day working with you with that dream.
awesome. Well, send me your email during the break. Cause yeah. That's the idea of the class. So we're going to talk about dream symbols and talk about connecting to the kind of like Aboriginal dream time and stuff.
Yeah.
That is like my jam.
That's Dream Council.
Dream Council.
The Community Works class is regenerative community building. And this is put on by Shana Gladstone and Brian Arturo of New Mundo and Earth Journeys. That's going to be great, really focused on community building through the lens of permaculture and regenerative design. Our Ecology Works class is Ayurvedic Herbalism, and this is Tyler Waters of the Hawthorne Institute, and really going to be talking about Ayurvedic doshas, and we're going to be doing like local herb walks on the land, talking about
that's amazing
and usages. That's a really popular one right now.
There's new universities popping up all over, kind of offering MDs in Ayurvedic herbalism that take years. But this is a really great way. My friend Ashley's in one of those programs. Hi, Ashley. But if you if you might want to consider that, this is a really great way to like get a super immersive quick fix and see if this is what you want to do. That's one of the benefits to these courses, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. The structure is 3 consecutive days, 8 hours of classroom time each day. And then in the evenings, there are electives that you can take from other course tracks that you're not in. So it has to foster sort of like a holistic perspective and keep the other classes. The next one is Designing and Building with Bamboo. This is by the founder of Bamboo DNA, Gerard Minakawa. He has created immersive art installations and stages at Coachella and Burning Man and Symbiosis and Lightning in a Bottle and Lucidity and Boom Festival in Portugal. He's epic and an international superstar in the realm of building with bamboo. So great opportunity to learn from a bamboo master.
That is really cool.
Our Creative Works class is Creating Your Personal Mythology. And this is with Dave Zaboski. He's an ex-Disney animator, and he's really into understanding the creative process. And so he's going to be taking people through a creative journey with multimodality, like art creative sessions, but really framing it around the Lucidity mythos and our 6-year story, and helping people connect to their own inner hero's journey.
That's amazing. So very Joseph Campbell kind of.
Yeah, very much, but with a hands-on, creative, artful spin.
Ooh.
And then the final course in our Bodyworks track is Ecstatic Flow Arts, Movement and Power. And this is with Michael Ravenwood, who is a Tesla coil performer. He literally stands with a chainmail suit and throws lightning bolts while spinning fire. And he's going to be sharing some of the different martial arts practices, meditation practices, his understandings of quantum physics in the realm of movement, flow arts, and performance.
So basically, all of these sound really dope.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome. I'm really excited about them.
I would have a hard time choosing, honestly. So I like that you can give people like electives that they can kind of get a little taste of all of them. Jonah, do you see this scaling up? Like, when assuming everything kind of falls into place with Trillium and whatnot, do you see this kind of scaling into a model for the future where this could actually be like an academic curriculum that goes for a few months at a time?
Yes, absolutely. That's part of the vision. And we're in the process right now of calling in investment capital to build an online platform. So we want to create a thriving online hub where courses can be available to people around the world at the click of a button through an online platform. What I've been referring to is sort of like a Netflix of transformational education, right? So lots of course offerings in different categories that are browsable, and you can either take one course or you can subscribe and be a member and have access to all of them. And then, in addition to the online platform, we see having in-person year-round courses and retreats at our different campuses. Trillium here in Oregon is one of our first campuses, And this campus is going to be focused mostly around our two tracks of ecology works and community works. We've been listening to the land here, and that's really what she wants. She really wants to share in the education of ecology, gardening, permaculture, regenerative design, and community. And so that's what we're going to focus on here, but we imagine that there will be other places and other campuses and other opportunities for sort of festival immersions where we can create class offerings that are like this and scalable. And then to answer your question, the like multi-year plan is to expand into a place where when people come and join us for our short immersions, those are like introductory classes, and then they can forge relationships with mentors and then come and stay with us for longer, month-long or even year-long educational immersions. And we're really interested in student-driven learning. So there's going to be an invitation for students to really connect with what it is that they want to learn, who it is that they are, what are their gifts, their skills, their passions, and then create mentorship relationships and processes that help them get to where they want to be.
And do you think, I know we're going to take a break, but is this something that can get accredited in the future? Is that a possibility?
It is a possibility. And the school that was here at Trillium previously was accredited. So we have that relationship to attend, and there's a possibility of getting some of our coursework accredited through that existing relationship. And then our program manager, Jamika Stevens, the Habiting the Village project.
Yep, she was on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she's great. And she's got some other relationships with some other universities. There's a potential for this coursework to be accredited down the line.
Very cool. And it just kind of shows you like the world is changing and you can be part of that change and you can drive that change. And I think that this is just very inspiring and just really incredibly interesting. So I give you guys mad props, and I'm going to talk to you off the air about possibly trying to teach a course with you sometime in the future. So on that note, stay tuned. When we come back here with Jonah Haas on Lucid Planet Radio, we're going to talk about Lucidity Festival. What is Eudaimonia? I don't even think I'm saying it right.
I got it.
Okay, woo! And we're going to talk about kind of like the ins and outs of festival production based on, you know, from knowledge from someone who's done this for a really long time. So if you're into that, stay with us. Don't miss it. See you in a few.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with Jonah Gabriel Haas talking with us about Lucid University, Trillium, and of course, Lucidity Festival. Now, Jonah, there's like a little tear in my eye. Is this the last Lucidity Festival?
That's the million-dollar question that everybody's been asking me. Because for those people who have been following along, they know that we've been telling a six-year story, each festival year being a chapter in this larger meta-narrative of personal and collective transformation. And yes, this is six of six. And so is it the last one? It is the last chapter of this story that we're telling. Sure. And whether or not Lucidity is beyond this story arc is actually yet to be known. We, at the center of the creation process of Lucidity, don't even know what's going to happen after year six. It's yet to be written.
Ooh, I mean, I'm into that. So for those of people who are unfamiliar, what is the significance of eudaimonia in the Lucidity story, and how did you guys come up with that as your theme?
Great question. So the way that our six-year story is organized is in two trilogies. The first trilogy, the first 3 years, was all about personal transformation. And then the second trilogy, the year four, five, and six, was all about collective transformation. And year four was about learning from our human past. Year five was about our present. And year six is about our collective human future. And so eudaimonia is a Greek word that is loosely translated as human flourishing or having a good indwelling spirit. And so it's kind of our optimistic vision for a human future that is thriving and comprised of awakened sovereign individuals who have come together in strong, healthy community. So, you know, we noticed that a lot of narratives that are fed to us through Hollywood and television and popular media are kind of like pessimistic visions of the science fiction future gone wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important that our collective imagination has visions of a healthy, thriving human future. And so that's kind of the narrative that we're intent on sharing.
I think that's a really beautiful narrative. And that is definitely a perspective that I share. I don't care. I literally don't care about the news or politics. I mean, I do to some extent, but I won't let the attitude that underlies that affect my feelings about myself in the future. Because in the end of the day, each of us gets to create and decide what our future looks like. And so bringing people together. And this is what these festivals are all about, right? Bringing people together to celebrate and to share space and to grow together. And I will say, not only is this important, but Lucidity in particular is different from these other festivals, even from Burning Man or very similar festivals like Symbiosis or Lightning in a Bottle, and certainly like Coachella. I love that it's always the same weekend as Coachella, just to kind of distinguish itself. But Jonah, would you maybe be able to share with us what makes Lucidity different?
Well, I think the six-year story is one thing that makes us different. Other events have yearly themes, but I've seen events tying those themes together and they're in a larger story arc. So that's one thing that I think sets us apart. Another thing that sets us apart is our villages. We have seven villages, and each of those villages revolve around archetypal themes. So we've got the Lover's Nest and the Healer's Sanctuary, the Nomad's Nook, the Trickster's Playground, the Warrior's Way, the Goddess Grove, and the Family Garden. And so participants are able to into what type of archetypal essence they want to embody while at the festival, and then camp in that village among other like-minded people in the community.
And it's really cool. For those of you who haven't been, this is one of my favorite things, because basically you're living inside the festival. You're not like parked at the gates and then you have to go through security check to then come inside to where the music is. Where you're living, there's all this stuff happening all around you. So in that sense, it's kind of like Burning Man, but like on such a much more incredibly more intimate scale. And so you're wandering around, and literally my favorite thing to do at Lucidity is just to wander around. Because I'm always running into people I know, you know, and I live in Colorado now, so I don't always see my West Coast squad. But what's really cool is every little area, every little camping village, whether it's like the Warrior's Way or the Trickster's Playground or the Healing Area, they have their own activities. They have their own art. They have their own communal chill spaces. And it's like you get to immerse yourself in all these little environments. Everyone is so generous and open. My first morning there last year, drinking yerba mate out of this tent. And I don't know, it was just really nice. It sounds super heady when I say it, but it was just like, it was very community-based. It was very kind. It was very open. It's a very safe place. There's kids running around and they're totally fine. Like, this is not like an aggressive, when people think about festivals, you know, they sometimes think about like how everybody's just really wasted and really aggressive. And you don't really find that at Lucidity. It's a much more kind of, conscious event. And I say conscious, like in air quotes, because like, you know, we don't have the best language to describe it, but it's definitely a unique feeling and vibe. And for somehow, the organizers have managed to continue to build it, but never sell out. They've never sold out. They've stayed at the same place, Live Oak, where the event started. And that place, it's just magical.
Yeah, it's a very special place. And we're blessed to be there. And we were confronted with that question of whether or not to grow and move our venues to somewhere that would facilitate growing our population. And we made an intentional choice. This was year four for Kindred Quest. We made an intentional choice to stay there. And rather than grow the event in size, we decided to deepen the event in terms of its intentions and the level of programming. And so,
and you can tell.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's felt.
It is, for me especially. I have a soft spot in my heart. I hope I can make it out this year. We will see. And but let me ask you, Jonah. So many people, it's like their dream to create these types of events, to work for these types of events, or work with these types of events, or create permanent festival spaces. And I'm just curious, you know, what you've learned in the 6 years of this. Do you have advice for people who want to get into the production side of things?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that the best way to get into the co-creative process with a festival production is to volunteer. And you volunteer and you work on a team and you do a good job. And we see a lot of volunteers turn into paid staff in future years. And then we also see those people who turn into paid staff wind up as team leaders and as like core production members. There's definitely like a initiative, or rather an initiatory process, of like volunteering and making the connections with the team leaders, and then cultivating those relationships and staying in communication and asking if there are paid positions for previous years, and
so really be willing to go for it.
Like yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of staff too. I mean, what is it, like 6,000 people attending the festival and then like 2,000 staff? Is that right?
It's more like our total population is between 4,500 and 5,000. And I would say,
oh, it's even smaller than I thought. Wow.
And I would say of that, there's probably 1,500 to 2,000 people who are there, in some sort of, either staff, crew, volunteer, musician, performer, workshop host, healer, vendor. You know, there's a ton of different types of people who come and participate in co-creating the festival experience.
And, absolutely.
The percentage of people who are there in that capacity is rather high. It's probably like 40% of the overall population.
And I think that's part of why it has that kind of vibe, that people have a stock in it. You don't want to just throw trash everywhere and get like wasted and throw up on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, you want to treat the space with love and respect, and treat the community with love and respect. I also should mention, as we're going into break, that the volunteer and presenter and vendor, all those applications are still open, right? So if people want to do this, now is the time to apply.
That's absolutely correct. They're going to be open until February 1st. And that's the majority of the applications. Some of our applications have closed, like our musician application and our performer application, because we're working really hard behind the scenes to get our lineup released by February 1st. And so the applications closed. Then all the workshop, healer, vendor, artist applications, those are all still open for another 2 weeks.
So jump on it, guys. All right, we're going to take our last break, and we are going to come back and wrap up our show about lucidity with Jonah Gabriel Haas. And in the meantime, for your listening pleasure, here is Open Wings by Tropo, who have been lucidity fam for a very long time. And we can't confirm exactly, but we expect they'll probably be playing this year. So enjoy the song. We'll see you after the break. Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of sheer alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
To Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with Jonah Gabriel Haas talking about final chapter of this Lucidity Festival story arc. You've been listening to some nice tropo music on the break. I was just telling Jonah during the break, like, if you can't get lit for Lucidity, I don't know, like, what you like to do, because, like, I'm so excited for this festival. And Jonah, I'm just curious, what are you most excited for in this sixth year?
Wow, what am I most excited for in the sixth year? I would have to say the Lucid University Course Week. Last year, it was just perfect. You know, there were 125 students from all over the country that came, and many of them had never even heard of Lucidity Festival. They were there just for the course week, and it was perfect in its imperfections. You know, we were transparent with the fact that it was the first one that we had ever done, and so we were learning along the way, and students were super loving and accepting of our imperfections, and they were... they felt really safe in terms of being vulnerable because we were sharing our vulnerability with them, and the instructors were awesome. And so I'm just really excited to see what round two of that looks like, because it was really juicy.
100%. And so just to, in case people missed this at the start, the deal is you come for the whole week. So you spend a week learning, and then you get the festival at the weekend. And you just get to live on site as the festival is being built around you and just really kind of blow up in your mind. Is that an accurate enough description?
Sure. I like to say it's an opportunity for people to dive deep into a topic that they're really interested and intrigued about.
Totally.
And then when the festival comes around in the weekend, there's actually something to celebrate because you've completed a pretty rigorous educational immersion. And so it's not just celebration for celebration's sake. It's celebration at the end of an accomplishment.
That's a really nice way of looking at it. Hey, Jonah, I know we're live on the air, but I was thinking, can we do a Lucid Planet discount code again for people like we did last year for Lucid University?
Yeah, I can jump on and set it up right after this call.
Sweet.
We can make it Lucid Planet, and it'll give people $15 off their ticket.
Woo! Bam! Look at that. So look at all the props you get just for listening to the show.
but if people are listening live, a message to you, wait 10 or 15 minutes so that I can set the code up, and I'll do it. And then in live time, Lucid Planet promo code will get you $15 off your tickets.
Awesome. That's great. And is that for the Lucid University and the festival or the combo of both?
I will make it for all the things except for parking passes.
Okay. Oh, parking passes. Yeah. If you don't have your parking passes yet, you know, it's all good. It's actually, you know, that's one thing that I do love about Lucidity is they are very conscious of their footprint at Live Oak, and they are always reducing the number of cars allowed on site. And people get a little pissy about this, and it's understandable, right? Because you gotta, you know, but the shuttles work great. You just shuttle in with your stuff. And on that note, I guess maybe we should ask, you know, what are some of the things that people need to kind of be prepared about, or people need to expect, or people need to bring? Like, if you could do a kind of top list of those things.
Sure. Bring water.
Yeah.
Or rather, bring a vessel. We have lots of fresh, free water. So bring a vessel to put water in, so that you stay hydrated. That's the number one pathway to a time at a festival is not drinking water.
You do not want to be dehydrated.
Also bring warm clothes, because while it gets pretty nice during the day, it can get cold at night.
Can I mention last year really briefly? We came from Colorado where it was just snowing relentlessly, and we brought a good friend who'd never really been to SoCal from Colorado, and we were like, it's going to be amazing because it's going to be like 70 degrees and sunny the entire time. And we brought all our cute little like bikinis and little like crop tops, and it literally rained the entire time. It was so cold, but honestly, it was so fun to be out in the rain at a festival, because it wasn't like pouring torrential rain where you're just soaked and miserable. It was just like this light little drizzle, and then the sun would pop out, and then this light little drizzle would come back. It like dancing. My highlight was Suhan set on the Sunday afternoon, just like getting down to that, and it was just raining a little, and it was magical. So expect the unexpected with the weather, even if you're in SoCal. That's my two cents.
Yes, this is true. And I remember that magical little mist last year. I remember at the main stage, the lasers and the lights at night going through.
Ooh, yeah, for like, Kyla Scintilla, right?
Totally magical.
Douche. Like that was lit.
Fairy dust sparkles.
It was, and it was cooling. Like it was really nice. And, you know, especially knowing how much Southern California really needed the water, it kind of was a little blessing. You know, it just had a really nice energy. Like we all inadvertently did a rain dance, you know, when we got there. but yeah, the lights
are. Oh, so it was your fault.
Yeah, definitely. We brought that Colorado moisture. No, but for real, and also nighttime, like bring a light. The nighttime is just amazing. Like it turns into this like fractal forest, fairy garden, spaceship. There's just so, everything's lit up and it's really easy to get lost. So have a buddy and have a light to bring into the porta potty. That's my other advice. Because going to the pitch black porta potty in the middle of the night is not fun. anyway.
And then I'd also say the most important thing to bring is an open heart and openness to meeting new friends and having new experiences.
Absolutely. And like I always like bringing little trinkets or little things to give to my neighbors. Not like expensive gifts, but like bring a bunch of earplugs and hand them out to people, or have a bunch of granola bars and give them to people when they're hungry, or like juice, you know, stuff, just the tiny little things that just let people know that someone cares about them and you don't expect anything in return. I really like that kind of gifting mentality of things. And, you know,
absolutely. I the very first day of the first festival in 2012, my neighbor that I woke up next to, and I came out of my tent, and he was like, "Hey, man, you want some bacon?" And he gave me bacon, and then that's been a friend that I've had now, you know, for the last 6 years. Every time I see him, we laugh about the gift of bacon and the joys of bacon.
Dude, giving the gift of bacon at a festival is real. There's something about, I know so many people who are like militant vegan, but they'll eat bacon at festivals. I don't know what it is. It's just like bacon. It's got that saltiness and that protein. And man, but yeah, I have stories like that too, about people showing up with all kinds of weird snack. And every time I see them, I'm like, "You're the snack dude. I love you."
there's along the lines of food. I'm glad you said that, or that I brought up bacon. Another thing to plug is you don't have to bring food to the event.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people bring tons of food, and
the vendors
are
awesome.
We have an amazing vendor row, but then we also have an amazing mindful feeding commissary, and that's our crew and staff commissary, but we also sell passes to the public. And so it's all sustainable, organic, local food, ethically sourced, cooked with love, and you get to eat in a community at big, long picnic tables, and it's an amazing experience. So I really recommend picking up one of the mindful feeding commissary passes.
It is really great. I did it last year because I was a presenter and stuff and doing press, and it was great. You just get to talk with everyone, and you feel you do need to eat when you're there, even though maybe you want to just run around all day and night and check everything out. You need to kind of ground yourself and take care of your body and sleep and eat and hydrate. And it's a great place to do it. Oh my gosh, Jonah, that's all we have time for.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Always
a blast. I really hope I'll be seeing you in April. Remember, everyone, Lucidity Eudaimonia is April 7th to 9th, and the course week is April 3rd to 5th. And if you use code LucidPlanet when you check out, you can get $15 off. I love that. Please, and remember, you can listen to all our podcasts for the show at lucidplanetradio.com. Now, very briefly, next week, I am delighted to welcome back to the show Dr. Rick Doblins, Director of MAPS, to talk about the Psychedelic Medicine 2017 conference and the push to legalize MDMA. So don't miss that. Light and love, all the good vibes, and I hope to see you at Lucidity. Bye now.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.